Welcome to the Weekly Leadership Experience, a place for leaders to get inspired, be challenged, and grow. I am your host, Rashad Oberlander. Let's get started. Today's episode of the Weekly Leadership Experience is brought to you by my 7-day Leadership Growth Challenge. It's a free challenge that I've created, and it's delivered by email over the course of 7 days. I've created 7 compelling questions to challenge various aspects of your leadership, the way you lead, and why you lead. Go to rashadoberlander.com and scroll down until you find the 7-day leadership challenge, or look for the link in the show notes. Today's review comes from Greg Raymer on Apple Podcasts for 5 stars, a leadership perspective we all need. I have greatly enjoyed listening to this podcast on leadership. I enjoy Rashad's perspective on leadership and think it is something that every leader needs to hear today. Moving from insights from Rashad himself, as well as the many great guests that he has had, helps to keep a fresh perspective on learning more about leadership in this day and age. I highly recommend subscribing to this podcast and learning from Rashad. Thank you, Greg, so much for this wonderful review. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to leave me a review. If any of you would like to leave me a review, you can do so at ratethispodcast.com/weeklyleader, and it will take you to your favorite platform of choice. In the meantime, let's get on with the show. Hello, leaders, and happy new year to you. It's 2021, everyone, and I don't know about you, but I am excited. It's going to be a great year for the Weekly Leadership Experience. There's a ton of great content and guest interviews coming your way, so stay tuned and make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you are to get all the latest updates, or head to my website, rashadoberlander.com, and get on the mailing list. Okay, so to kick off this brand new year, the theme of this episode is Matrix Resolutions. If you've been following me, you know that I'm a fan of the Matrix. Matrix Revolutions wasn't maybe the best in the series, but Matrix Resolutions it is. We need to talk about New Year's resolutions. I know. Everyone is talking about it. It's everywhere you look, but we're going to take a few twists and turns in this road. And the word resolution in this sense means a firm decision to do or not do something, which is admirable in and of itself. The problem is these decisions, whatever they may be, all too quickly bite the proverbial dust before you even go a week. I believe there are a few key issues that affect this, and that's what I want to dive into today. Now, to help me talk about this today, we're going to do things a little differently, and I'm super pumped to welcome to the show an absolutely amazing, inspiring, caring, intelligent, and insightful person, my gorgeous wife, Cher. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Well, I like how you describe that. If you can just say that to me every time I come into a room, then I think 2021 will be a good year.
Oh, be a good year for one of us. Okay, Cher, why don't you kick us off by describing what comes to mind for you when you are thinking about New Year's resolutions?
Well, number one, I just wanted to say the Matrix resolution. You told me the name of this episode before, and I had no idea that it's actually the name of one of the Matrix movies. That's really clever. I probably have seen the movie, hey?
Yeah, you might have fallen asleep at some point.
Yeah, I think I fell asleep during all the movies. Not that they weren't good. I'm just really good at falling asleep during movies.
That's true. You're also good at talking during movies, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true as well. So when I think about resolutions for 2021, was that the question again?
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. 2021 or just New Year's resolutions in general?
In general, yeah. Well, I mean, I think specifically New Year's resolutions for 2021, it's an interesting concept, I think, because of 2020. Like, wow, what a year. I think when we were doing this last year, thinking about what we kind of wanted to look forward into 2020, nobody would have ever thought that we would experience so much in 1 year, right? And not only that, but it felt like there was so much happening. And then at the same time, there was nothing happening because there was so much happening in this you know, pandemic, and then with the whole like Black Lives Matter, and then all these other issues that were coming up. And then on the other side, we were all stuck in our homes feeling, some people were feeling bored, some people were feeling depressed. Like there was just so much going on. And then there was just so little going on, and we couldn't have, you know, our Christmas with our families, and we couldn't have all these other, you know, Easter with our families and all these other times that were really important to us. So I just think after such a whirlwind year, I think that if we approach 2021 and we just need to lick our wounds and just go into 2021 with that idea that we've just been through a lot, I think that that's okay if that's how some people feel. But I also think on the other spectrum, there are a lot of us who feel as though we want to have something that we're looking forward to and want to have something that we're going into for the new year as kind of propelling towards this new year. And one of the things that was really just stuck with me in the whole month of December was I was really feeling a lot of people had hope for 2021. There was a lot of memes out there on social media about, oh, like, I'm so glad that 2020 is over, and like, let's go, let's never do that again, and let's just go straight into 2021. And I mean, just that in itself, that says that people have hope in 2021. And I think people have hope that there's going to be the opportunity to see smiles in public again. Maybe even the opportunity to hug a friend in 2021. And who knows what's out there for us, but it really feels like in general, people are holding on to a little glimmer of hope. And so that's a really exciting thing, I think, if we are collectively feeling this little spark of hope. And I think that that's what a new year does for us. It's kind of this opportunity to start fresh and to have a realignment. And if 2020 wasn't a realignment, then I don't know what it was, but it really shook us all to the core and kind of showed us where we really value connections and about how we actually are able to achieve connections without a physical sense. And we kind of all developed that skill. And so I'm assuming that probably a lot of people going into 2021, that will be something on their mind. And I really hope that that stays with us, that idea of connection and what's really important to us and who is really important to us and how much we value those times that we get to spend together and be together. So I really hope for that for 2021. And I'm glad to see this glimmer of hope. And I really think that even, you know, I sent a message out in 2020 in December, just saying that I'm seeing this little spark of hope pop up among people. And that was something that it felt a little bit diminished in so many times in 2020, that we would just have this kind of extinguishing of any hope that we were going to be able to do things together, or that there was going to be an end to masks or pandemics or whatever we saw ahead of us. And so, that really stuck out to me, along with the words of O Holy Night, which was a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. And isn't that so true, that hope, if you think about a dark room and one little spark of light, to me, that's what I think of when I think of hope, is that there's just a shroud of darkness, but then this one small spark that is something that you can really tangibly see, that one small spark has the opportunity to just ignite so much more power than even the energy that's behind it. And so when I see that glimmer of hope, that in me just thinks there is an opportunity for all of us with weary hearts, a weary world, an anxiety-ridden world where we don't know what's next. We're worried on a personal level about our income, about our jobs, about our personal health and our personal safety. But then on a global level, we're worried about the state of the world that we're in and people with differing opinions in us that we feel are just so scary, I would say, compared to what our opinion is of what's going on and what should happen. And that is so tiring, and it creates a lot of a weary state, and that little moment of hope, that thrill, that opportunity to rejoice because there's a small moment of hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Well, and that, folks, has been the episode.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding. No, you know, and I mean, we haven't practiced this, or we haven't, you know, kind of sat down and written down a bunch of notes about what we wanted to say. We just thought, well, let's have a conversation about setting New Year's resolutions and perspective going into the new year. And I think it's really important. There's a number, I think, number of really important things that you've just said, Cher. One of them is hope. I mean, hope is critically important to humanity. And, you know, I mean, there's a number of great sayings about hope. And I think the one that's kind of coming to mind right now is that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so without some hope, and hope for the future, and hope for, you know, your life, and hope for your family, hope for your business, like if you don't have a little hope in you, it's going to be that much harder. So, you know, listeners, take hold of that, like have some hope for what you're going to do this year, have some hope for your business and your family, your relationships and every area of your life. Another thing is, you know, really, yeah, giving yourself the space to appreciate the year and the time that we have just been through. There's been incredible amounts of difficulty and hardship and heartbreak for many, many people. And I mean, that can extend just beyond even what we've described as far as the pandemic and the circumstances around some of the major global issues that have come up, but drilling down into what's happened at a personal level and a business level in many people's lives. And some of my closest friends have been through hard times, and people I know. And so give yourself the space to recognize that and appreciate where you've been, and kind of give yourself a frame of reference for what you're moving into in the future. I think are a couple of really important points in what you've just been describing, Cher. So, you know, this does tie in well to last episode of the year, last year, end of 2020, about perspective and about what perspective that you're going to have on what you've been through, the perspective you're going to have moving forward. And, you know, it is important to give yourself the space and the time to heal. But having a perspective about it is going to be an important part of that. So talking about, creating these resolutions and why resolutions maybe fall flat sometimes, I think is a lot of times because there's no substance to them. There's no oomph. They're a fleeting, whimsical idea that sounds good and noble when you say them out loud, but they really bear no weight. Resolutions often end up being something that sounds good or something that feels expected by or will win the approval of other people. And I think this is one of the biggest traps people fall into with setting their New Year's resolutions. Ooh. So tying it to what you've just been saying, you know, like it's that frame of reference and recognizing what you've been through and having the perspective of what you're going to do moving forward that is important first step in creating resolutions that actually kind of carry forward, and you actually carry them through the year instead of them just kind of petering out after the first week or two.
Yeah. And having them authentic, like what you said. So now we kind of know where we are and how we're starting, and then looking at the authentic resolutions that we want to make that aren't people pleasing or what we think should be happening or.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's always like the popular ones like, oh, I'm going to quit smoking, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to be healthy, or I'm going to, you know, do whatever more. Like those are kind of the de facto New Year's resolutions. And
they're all good things.
More. Yeah. They're good. They're like being healthy is absolutely important. You know, or quitting smoking or whatever the thing is. Right. But you know, how do you give it more weight? How do you put more oomph behind it? And I think that something that people need to do after they've established their frame of reference and kind of looking at where they've been and what they want to do going forward is actually say, okay, here are some action steps. This is my theme. This is my resolution for the year. I'm going to be healthier. But to do that, I'm going to run 5 kilometers a week, or I'm going to get that 10,000 steps a day on my Fitbit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to cut out soda pop from my diet. Like you pick some action steps that you can actually do to make that resolution a reality.
Yeah. And like when you said in your episode, AIM, I believe that's what you called the episode, if it's going to actually be something that is part of your value system. Right. Yeah, so if being healthy, if your value system is, you know, comfort and having, you know, comforting moments, then you just have to make a healthy resolution based on what is true to your values. If your values aren't that you want to run, then that's, you know, probably a horrible decision to, if you hate running, that's a horrible decision to make a resolution about running.
Yeah.
You know, unless you really want to do that, but
yeah,
it's going to suck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And what you're referring to is episode 5, way back when, ready, aim, goal. And the aim stands for, is the goal authentic? Is it important? And is it meaningful? So when you've got your resolution or your overarching kind of theme for the year, and I like what my friend Christopher Mifsud talks about, is that he actually names his year, right? It's kind of like the Chinese year of the dog or the this or the that. If you look at what Christopher Mifsud is doing, he's been naming his year every year for the past, I don't know, I think it's 10 or so years. And he gives it a name, and it's like year of the purple unicorn kitty. And it's like, you know, it has a meaning to him, but it has a theme. You know, and so you can create something like that where you have a theme for the year, or you have a word for the year, or you have like, I'm going to be healthy this year, like whatever your theme or your wording or your nugget wants to be. And then with that, you decide that it's authentic, important, and meaningful to you, and mm-hmm. you create your action steps that go with it. So what are the things that are going to lead you towards that end kind of state?
Right. Well, what you're talking about just brings to mind the color of the year by the Pantone color of the year that comes out every year. And I'm an interior designer, if you didn't know that. And so this Pantone color of the year is always something that we in the design world get excited about just because it's fun. And they typically will pick something that that resembles what they think the year will hold. And so this year, they actually chose two colors, and they chose a bright yellow. I think it's called illuminating. And then they chose a gray. So anyway, they chose two colors, and these two colors resemble two opposing thoughts going into 2021. One is the gray, which speaks of resiliency. Gray is such a standard color for us in the design world. It's used as one of our base colors that we would then build off of. And then the yellow is this bright, illuminating color, and it's this description of the brightness that has come out through creativity that has come out. It's a color of ingenuity, and all of that that's just really been exposed through 2020 is how resilient and creative humans can be in the midst of adversity. And so these two colors coming together and going forward into 2021, which I thought was really beautiful, and I really loved the description behind them. Being a visual person, I obviously have my own color for the year. And if people don't know this, I'm a synesthete. So look up what a synesthete is, but that's somebody who just has sensory experiences with things that would seem normal, but it just is part of our makeup. So some people can hear music, or they can smell music, or for myself, every letter, every number, every word has an associated personality and gender and color. And it is what it is. And it's not something that makes sense to anyone else, but it's just very personal. There's a whole lot of world and color in my mind. But anyway, to learn more about that, just look it up, synesthesia, and you'll learn a little bit more about what that is. However, I have this association with feelings and years. And so for me, those two colors just did not really speak to me that was the color that I saw personally. And for me, it was really this bright red that spoke to me about the upcoming year. So as a resolution, I can't just have this word or this idea or this thought going into the year. It's also associated with a color and with a feeling. And so for me, 2021, this bright red color speaks to me about this strength and really this inner strength. And it's something that I've kind of grown into and want to really accept and bring with me into 2021. And it's this idea that this bright red color is so strong. And for so long, I felt that it was maybe too powerful. And sometimes I feel like I can maybe be too powerful. And so I often hold back and kind of withdraw in so that I don't overtake. And this beautiful bright red color, if you think about just a winter scene where there's beautiful snow and there's frosted trees, and then you see a pop of red berries in the tree. And about how those red berries just really speak to this life and this sustenance for birds and this beautiful pop to this gorgeous icy scene. And really, you know, just a little bit goes a really long way with that. And so I have kind of set for myself this idea that I'm going to stand up for myself. And what that means is speaking what I would like to see in a way that is both kind and yet firm in believing with my values and what's true for me. And I have not had the courage to do that in my past. I definitely have struggled on a personal level with letting others do that and letting others make decisions and letting others take over. And I haven't necessarily spoken up for myself. And so that's going to be something that's going to be a dance, because I haven't always practiced that. And I think that I don't want to come off strong in doing that. I want to just come off kind. And I know that one of the first things in our marriage, when we were very young and very early in our marriage, you would often tell me, it bothers me that you won't make a decision. And it's something so silly as what movie do you want to watch? Or what would you like to do right now? And that to me was such an overwhelming question. And so I think just taking ownership of that in like small little pieces. And so that for me altogether becomes my 2021.
Yeah. And for those listening, if you're wondering, we've been married almost 15 years.
And what? That's crazy.
Coming up in September. So 15 years of September. And we were young. I was 22, you were 19. And so, I mean, we had a lot of growing up to do. And I mean, we've matured and changed and developed a lot and in many different ways together and as separate people. That's part of it, I think, overall is, you know, enjoy the journey and enjoy the opportunity to grow and develop. And if you've got a growth mindset and you want to improve yourself and you want to develop, like who you were 10 years ago probably doesn't look like who you are today, unless you really haven't changed much. If you've really deliberately tried to stay the same, which in and of itself is a growth strategy, but you know, enjoy the journey. And so in your New Year's resolutions, in your setting yourself up for the year, appreciate the journey going forward, but appreciate the journey that you've been on. So great insight, share. Some of the things, let's just touch on a little bit of some of the ways maybe people can put their New Year's resolutions together. One of the ways, if you're more visual, is a vision board. And even if you're not that visual, it can be a bit of a good exercise if you think of some words and some things you want to accomplish in the coming year or even longer. Like Cher and I recently did our vision board for 2021 and beyond, and we kind of looked at it a little bit longer term than just the 1 year, but it's stuff that we're going to be working on through this year and kind of into the future. And so we selected some words and some things that are important to us about what we want to accomplish and where we want to get to and what we want to do. this year and beyond. And so you kind of create some visual cues and you stick it on a board and you put some pictures and some words and some things that inspire you. And then you look at that kind of on a regular basis to kind of continue the inspiration and take stock of where you're at. Some other ways that you can, get your vision for the coming year is, you know, to write it down. If you're somewhat more analytical, is just take some notes, write down a series of goals that are, you know, they've got the hallmarks of the goals. They're specific, they're measurable, they're time bound, they actually mean something. Write them down. Another important thing I think is to have someone who you're accountable with on your goals. Whether that's your life partner or someone, a mentor, a coach, or a business partner, someone like that who can kind of keep you accountable. Circle of friends that you all get together and kind of encourage each other along the journey. What are some other ways, Cher, that you would suggest that people could kind of write down or get their goals out of their head and into the physical realm?
Well, I mean, for me, sometimes it just looks like a blank piece of paper and just starting to write and not stopping yourself and just writing down what you want to, what you want to see, who you want to be, you know, going forward. And then maybe just allowing, giving yourself like a timer and just write, just let it out. And then, coming back to it and kind of pulling nuggets that you think are bite-sized and manageable that you want to kind of implement into the following year. I mean, that's one approach if you're somebody who just needs to kind of release all those thoughts out. But I think, yeah, what you were saying is a lot of opportunity to then hold yourself to it and go back and have that accountability. And I know, like for myself, every time I see that, you know, red color, whether it be me choosing to, you know, wear a shirt that's color or putting on a shade of lipstick that's color, it'll remind me of what I had set as an intention for myself this year and then bring me back to that mindset and hopefully, you know, carry through. And I also want to give the grace to myself that if that changes for me and if I see this, you know, something that comes up that's a new focus, that ability to just shift and reprioritize. But yeah, I love that accountability piece. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I think just getting it out there means that then you have that accountability.
Mm-hmm.
If you just keep it in your mind.
You have someone checking on you, you know, yeah. You know, what have you done this week or this month towards that goal? What are you working on right now? It can be a simple thing, conversation, right? But, you know, I mean, even when you do something like a vision board, it becomes a bit of an accountability piece because, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully what you do with that vision board is you put it up somewhere in the house. You know, it doesn't have to be out on display for everyone to see, but like, you know, it's in your office or it's somewhere where you're going to walk by it. And every time you walk by it, like you notice it, right? And, you know, that becomes a part of the accountability, but having someone in your life, and we do this for each other, Cher, is we always ask, like, you know, how's that going? What have you done about that? What are you doing with, you know, your career or this project or mm-hmm. being healthy or whatever the thing is. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, you've been instrumental in my progress on a number of different goals by just checking in on me and asking if there's anything you can do to support me. And there isn't always something that someone else can do for you, but you know, just the very act of asking and checking in is like, yeah, okay, I actually need to stop procrastinating on that and actually do something about it. So, you know, I think it's an important piece to have that accountability person in your life or persons.
Yeah. And how exciting is it going to be to stand at the end of 2021 and be able to have, you know, big check marks. We did that. You know, that's kind of cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you and I, speaking about goals and check marks, like you and I have had a number of financial goals, you know, that we've accomplished. And it is satisfying to be able to put a check mark or put a strike through that, you know, through that goal, that debt that we finally paid off, you know, student debts or credit card debts or whatever the case is. And we've put that down as a goal to get rid of that. And we've done it, and strike that off and put a check mark, man, that is exciting.
Yeah. And just if we hadn't have like actually written that down, then I think the whole checking off would still be exciting, but it would be a little less satisfying, right?
if you visually
see it and then you get to actually check it off. Yeah. And every time we step into those cars that, you know we don't have car payments on, to me, I just, every time I step in, I'm just like, I don't have a car payment.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, I don't mind publicly saying it. Like, one of our goals is to be completely debt free, and we're big fans of Dave Ramsey's methodology and teaching on that. But being debt free is one of our huge goals, and you know, we're chipping away at it, but we've made some great progress, and it is a very satisfying thing to be working towards. And that's a big part of our vision board, is having that debt freedom. So. Yep. You know, let's just wrap things up a little bit here, share kind of a little bit of kind of a review of what we've just been describing, but kind of a takeaway for the listeners, kind of a point by point. Like, if we said, here are a few steps for you to go down and follow in terms of setting some resolutions for this year that have meaning and impact and actually help you to follow through on it, I would say that kind of step one, I think, is, if you're in a place where you've had some hardship, and even if you're not, have a little hope. I think that's step one. I really do. Yeah. I think step one is just having some hope, because it can be hard. Mm-hmm. You need a little hope to keep pushing through.
Yeah. And if you don't feel the hope, I mean, I think just allowing yourself the space to just, it's okay. But if this year has just been too hard on you, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that in itself just gives you a little hope to be able to take a deep breath and allow yourself to watch too much TV.
Yeah.
You know, just for right now, until you feel like you can pick up the pieces and move on.
Yep. Absolutely. And that is, I think, part of it too, the hope, part of hope.
Yeah.
I think the next thing that you said early on, Cher, was that you need to recognize the journey of this past year or longer. Give yourself the space to appreciate that which you've been through, and you know, that which you may continue to go through. So give yourself the space to appreciate that, and kind of give yourself the time to reflect and review and gain the perspective on where you've been and where you want to go.
Pat yourself on the back. You just made it through 2020.
100%. And then I think once you've done those couple of things, you can decide what your kind of overarching theme or what your overarching goal is going to be. Or like, if you're going to be like Christopher Masood and you're going to give it a name, it's going to be the year of the rainbow unicorn kitty, or
you know,
the year of the, I don't know, stallion, I don't know, whatever, something. You know, you're going to come up with something,
color.
Or a color. Yeah, it can be a color. It's the year of bright red. You know, what's your theme going to be? What do you want to overall achieve? And there can be more than one thing. It doesn't have to be one item, but you decide what that's going to be. And then you kind of take it from there and you give it some action steps, right? And you decide, these are the individual steps that I'm going to take, or these are the individual goals that I want to work towards that lend itself towards that overall theme and what you're going to accomplish. And then I think lastly, maybe not lastly, but somewhere in the mix, you're going to find yourself a way of being accountable, and kind of as well, you know, that includes, you know, putting it down on paper or making a vision board or journaling, or you know, having a digital journal or a digital something that you do, or voice logging, like whatever that's going to be, and having someone who you're accountable to. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to say that I think that one of the things that we've been touching on is that this could be a personal practice, or it could be something that you and your partner do, or you and a group of friends do. And I know, Rashad, that you've mentioned before that you're excited to involve the whole family when our girls are a little bit older. I mean, I'm thinking about that funny name about, you know, something for the year. And I'm just thinking about what our daughter would choose to name
both
something.
Of them.
She's quite, yeah, they're both quite creative. But, you know, I just think like getting, you know, if you want to just do it as a family and getting the family involved, that's so fun. And what a fun thing to instill into your children.
I think for Zara, she's 18 months old, but I think for her, the year, I'm going to put this on her, but it's just for fun. I think she would be something like the year of the elephant soother and everything in its place.
That's the most important possession in her life.
Yeah. And I don't know, Ella might be, I don't know.
It could I don't be, know.
Yeah, something about rainbow unicorns and kitties and
sparkles
dogs and sparkles and
yes. glitter and yeah.
And singing and dancing.
Oh, for sure. That has to be involved.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of fun there to end. I think, you know, anyone that's listening, you know, I think it's important to have goals. And I did a whole episode on it, episode 5, as I mentioned earlier. But resolutions and themes, I think, are just as important. But give it some weight and give it some substance. And I think that you can accomplish great things when you set your mind and your heart towards it. Maybe share some stuff with us if you wanna send us a message, or send me a message, Rashad@RashadOberlander.com. Tag me on social media anywhere. I'm at @RE Oberlander anywhere on social media. And I'll be sure to share that with Cher. And I'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you're working on this year or what your resolution is going to be, or maybe what color you picked. Love to hear about some colors or what theme, what you're going to name your year. And it's been a lot of fun. Thanks, Cher, for coming on and chatting with us about Matrix resolutions.
Well, thank you so much for having me. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, everyone. Look forward to speaking with you next week. Got an exciting guest lined up for you next week. And in the meantime, stay awesome.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, would you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe, leave me a rating, leave me a review, and share this with a friend. It spreads the word and helps the podcast grow. You can also find me on social media @RE Oberlander. Until next time, stay awesome.